It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy.
There.
Hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
Now I gotta shit.
I wanna tease my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped.
Yeah. It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is up in my hole.
It's like a milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice. Turn. Nice. Sweet.
Yes! Timothy the James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday episode of DB. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great classic Sextastic Tuesday story for you. We'll get into that in just a minute. But I have to ask, does everyone have their Make a Millions lottery tickets? The jackpot is $240 million. I went to the goddamn gas station today to pick up some Red Bulls. It's the only thing that keeps me awake. This goddamn lupus is really draining me. I don't know. What's the disease that makes you tired? Legionnaires? Lupus? Lou Gehrig's? It doesn't matter. I have all three of them, I think, in my head. I WebMD'd it. Anyways, I need a pick-me-up, and I don't particularly like coffee, so I got some Red Bulls. Line out the goddamn door from people trying to buy these Mega Million tickets. Now, I don't understand. I may have mentioned this before, but it drives me crazy. I don't purchase a lot of lottery tickets, but it drives me crazy when people will only buy lottery tickets when the jackpot is like $240 million. Because, you know, when the jackpot is $10 million, oh, that's not worth my time to spend the $2. I mean, the balls on these people. They can't afford a goddamn pot to piss in. And they're spending money on these lottery tickets, but they feel like $10 million is chicken shit money. Meanwhile, then you see their children, and they've got, like, fucking goiters on their neck, and their teeth are all jacked up, can't afford braces, but mom's buying lottery tickets and shit. Every time little Susie sneezes, clumps of her hair fall out, walks with a limp because her left leg is, like, 3 inches longer than her right, you know. But mommy's gotta buy her smokes. Or Misty Menthol Ultralight 120s.
I almost have enough Misty points to get myself a windbreaker. And yeah, go ahead, add a couple of those Mega Million tickets on. And don't forget to add the multiplier.
Pay even more.
I want those numbers boxed.
Or, I don't know the whole lingo of lottery, but you can do different things with the numbers, right? You can get a boxed, or you can add a separate number where if you match that one as well, you get even more money. I mean, it's crazy. That's why I like my scratch-off tickets. Scratch-offs are great because, you know, if you've ever seen a lot of them, I don't know how your state works, but in our state, in Ohio, you can purchase them, you know, at the cash register. Or they have vending machines, right? And I think a lot of states do that. And there's, like, a wall of different scratch-and-win games, right? There's, like, 50 different types of scratch-and-wins, but they're all played the same way. They just have different names. Double Doubler, Cash Doubler, Winner Winner Chicken Dinner, Winner Winner Sheen Dinner, Winter Winner, Springtime Cash, Bonanza Pay. But they're all the same game. You scratch off and you try to find, you know, matches. You know, ooh, you know, match $5. You get $5. So, and then they have bingo and stuff like that. But, those are much easier for me to deal with than figuring out the protocol and ordering a lotto ticket. Too much for me to figure out. Meanwhile, every fucking single poor person in Columbus has managed to figure it out. And that's where they're at today. At the Speedway, or the BP, whatever. The Duchess Shop, whatever. Dumb name for stores. Moving on now, it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. If you are a new listener to the program, let me explain to you what this retarded bit is. Basically, I scour the web trying to find pieces of erotic fiction that I can read to you. Now, this being Distorted View, the point is not to get you off. Now, I don't care if you pop a boner or if your bacon hole gets a little greasy, if you know what I mean. Ew. But the goal is to find stories that are poorly written. Just awful pieces of erotic fiction, basically. Bizarre, disgusting. That's the type of stuff I'm looking for to read to you. With that in mind, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic.
Deidre and Hornier Horny. A Scholastic Young Adult Classic. By Judy Blume. This was the day, Deidre decided, this was the day she was going to lie down under Horny, her unicorn, and take his big cock into her. She had been coming from his tongue in her pussy and fucking herself on his horn for some time, but it just didn't seem to satisfy her anymore. His horn was long and thick enough, but it was cold. Not to mention sharp. Goddamn thing's gonna pierce your uterus and pull it out. Alright, well, his cock was long and thick enough, but it was cold, not warm like Horny's cock, and his horn wouldn't fill her with his cum the way his cock would. Deidre was very familiar with Horny's semen, because she had sucked him off every time she felt the need to go and see him, and get herself on his tongue and his horn. She really liked the feel and the taste of his warm cum flooding her mouth, and she was sure it would feel even better flooding her pussy. She would still get herself off on... Wait a second, where is this story taking place? It jumps right into the action, which I appreciate. But we're in some magic world where dirty whores and unicorns coexist. I would like a few more details, please. Unicorns are far and away the most intelligent of all equines. And when Horny tasted the donuts in his feed bin... he knew what it meant. Or thought he did, and was very happy about it. He liked to please his mistress and knew she would do something very pleasant for him. Deidre divided her unicorn's food into two portions. The first one for right away, and the second one for after the sex. As he ate, she fondled his cock and thought of how much fun the two of them were going to have. When the food bin was empty, Deidre kissed the big cock, which had stiffened from her handling. "Don't go away," she told it. "Mama will be back soon." When Mama returned, she was carrying a bottle of olive oil. Ooh! And the wooden bench she kept for her sex sessions with Horny. The bench was smooth and polished because Deidre didn't want to get any splinters. Alright, you're willing to take a fucking... unicorn horn up your cunt, but you can't handle a little splinter. Alright, yeah, she didn't want to get any splinters while squirming around being pleasured by Horny, either his tongue or cock. After setting the bench in front of him, she removed all of her clothes and laid on her back, one foot on the ground on either side. They'd done this before. Horny knew what was expected of him and enjoyed doing it. In anticipation of what was going to be happening, Deidre's pussy juices were flowing heavily, and it's a heavy flow day for Deidre, and Horny stepped forward and started licking them from the insides of her thighs. I kind of wish the author made Horny a talking unicorn. "I'm from the sparkle side of the moon. I rode down to Earth on a comet's tail and picked up the rainbow trail in the sky. I sure like kisses and glitter. Hey, I got an idea. Let's bake strawberry cupcakes with sprinkles! That is, after I fuck you with my foot-long unicorn cock. I ejaculate confetti!" Alright, back to the story here. Deidre lay quiet, her whole pubic area available for the long, supple tongue of her faithful unicorn. After he finished pleasuring the soft flesh of her inner thighs, Deidre spread her legs more so he could lick the front of her pussy. As Horny enjoyed the taste of his mistress, she enjoyed the feel of his rapidly moving tongue.
"That's it, Horny. Good boy,"
Deidre urged him as he licked up the delicious fluid. The more he licked, the more her juices flowed, and the more there was for Horny to enjoy. Soon enough, he went for the source. His long, thick tongue squeezed inside her, and the tip moved around to taste what was there. Withdrew to convey it to his lips and thrust back inside for more. He was enjoying a tasty treat, but his thick, wet... Yes, we get it. His tongue is wet and thick. Surging in and out of her pussy was quickly bringing the mistress to peaks of pleasure.
That's it. Lick my pussy, horny. Lick my pussy.
She squealed joyfully, her fingers massaging her clit to augment what her unicorn's tongue was doing.
Lick me, horny. Lick my pussy.
He didn't understand her words, but he knew he was doing something she liked and would be rewarded later. So, those donuts. Don't forget about those donuts, horny. So he continued thrusting his tongue in and out of her. Besides that, horny really liked the taste of his mistress's juices. So nothing but good was coming his way that morning.
I'm coming, horny! I'm coming! She cried out.
Her arms flailed at her sides. Her pussy continued to fuck up to meet horny's tongue, and her thighs and ass bounced up and down on the bench, but not enough to dislodge the long, thick organ that was driving her to ecstasy. Horny lapped up the delicious juices spewing forth from her pussy. Okay. And Deidre lay quietly on the bench, enjoying the feel of his tongue and thinking of the giant step she was about to take. When she was ready, she picked up the bench and put it under Horny. The open bottle of olive oil was left under the bench to keep it from being kicked over. Safety first. Her estimate had been correct. She could lie on her back and her pussy would be at the right height for Horny's cock to do what she wanted. Her pussy, which had earlier been licked clean by Horny, started to lubricate again at the thought of what she was about to do. Kneeling beside him, Deidre covered her hands with the olive oil and gently stroked the thick member until it started to stiffen. This only took a few seconds because Horny remembered what had happened to his cock previously when his mistress had knelt under him like she was doing then, and he expected more of the same. While continuing to fondle the unicorn's cock,
It feels great!
Deidre started licking the tip, much as she had done in the past. When he felt her tongue on such a sensitive place, Horny stamped his hind feet, starting to fuck his cock into her hands.
Good boy, Horny. Fuck my hands for now. My pussy in a minute.
Deidre lay on her back now, letting his cock slide back and forth between her hand and her belly.
That's good, she told him. Keep fucking.
There was no expectation that she would be understood, but her voice had a calming effect on the unicorn. Flexing her legs, she pushed herself farther down on the polished bench, so Horny's cock pressed up against her pussy with each stroke. The cock of a unicorn is fairly blunt at the end, not bullet-shaped like a human, with flaps of skin surrounding the tip. The difficult part of what she wanted to do would be getting it inside her tight opening. Once penetration was made, her pussy was wet enough and his cock was smooth and tapered enough that it would slide in far enough to give them both all the pleasure they would want. Holding the tip at the entrance to her pussy, she timed his movements and pushed herself forward to meet his next thrust. With a blissful gasp, she felt the end of his cock drive through her tight cunt. A wave of pleasure swept her body, but Deidre knew she couldn't give herself over to it quite yet. As Horny pulled back, she slid down the bench to keep his cock in place, and when he surged forward, she felt it plunge deep into her pussy, where she wanted it for so long. Not just a wave, but a giant breaker of bliss engulfed her body, emanating from where his cock was driving into her. On the unicorn's next stroke, Deidre fucked back to meet him, and his cock plunged even deeper, the thick shaft forcing open the tight entrance to her pussy. The pleasure she felt was so great that it seemed to her that she was caught in a massive whirlpool of ecstasy.
Fuck me, Horny! Fuck me hard!
Deidre begged her pet. Although he couldn't have understood her, the unicorn did what he was told, and every time his cock rammed into his mistress, it went in harder and deeper, bringing her close to coming. Fucking was what the unicorn wanted too, putting his cock into a place that was tight and warm and wet. In the past, his mistress's mouth had felt good, and he had come into it, filling it with semen, but this new hole also enclosed most of his cock and was much better. He couldn't have known what was expected of him, but he knew what he wanted, and that was to fuck harder and faster into the new place his mistress had created for him. Apparently, unicorns are also known for ejaculating prematurely. From the way his cock was throbbing and jerking, Deidre knew he was just seconds away from coming. She felt the same reaction in her mouth often enough to know what that meant. She was close too, but not close enough yet. Even all her fingers massaging her clit combined with the unicorn's big cock ramming into her pussy wouldn't be enough to get her off in time before him.
keep fucking me, horny. Just hold on and let me come. Whoa, boy. Whoa, she begged him, but to no avail. With one last thrust, he jammed his cock into Deetra, the deepest yet, and she felt a flood of thick, hot fluid gush from it. It felt like gallons of semen being squirted into his mistress's pussy, where it had no place to drain because his cock was jammed so tightly into her. With an inarticulate cry of exquisite pleasure, she started coming. Deidre completely lost control of her body, more so than she had ever before, as her unicorn's hot cum sloshed inside her. Horny kept pressing his cock into her, keeping his semen from flowing out. Although he was no longer thrusting, his cock spasmed against her clit, sending more bolts of pure pleasure coursing through her body and pumping more of the hot, viscous liquid into her. She thrashed wildly on the bench. Horny! And would have fallen off, but her unicorn, as he relaxed after coming, leaned forward, putting enough of his weight on top of his mistress to hold her in place until she was through coming. Deidre climaxed with a great spasm of her body, arching her back as much as she could before finally relaxing. She was exhausted after the great fucking horny had just given to her, and even if she wanted to get up, she wouldn't have been able to, until his cock had softened enough to slip out of her pussy, that is, letting loose the fluid of semen. Good boy, Deidre crooned as she lay under him, kissing the unicorn's chest. Her experiment had been an unqualified success. She was still wondering what his horn and tongue would feel like in her ass, and thought she might find out someday. For the time being, she was satisfied to just lie on the bench, enjoying the glow of her wonderful orgasms and the feel of the big cock as it softened in her pussy. There you go, that's your Sextastic Tuesday for March 22nd, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They have been our sponsor for quite a while now, and I can't say enough good things about them. They've got an amazing deal for you, but before I get into that... That's how I come, see? I'm using their perfect girlfriend masturbator right now. Fuck you all! I want to talk about a couple of the new products, because every week they get new shit in, so it's not like, you know, you see one dildo, you see them all. Oh no, every week, new stuff. They've got the Hustler Daredevil Balls. I don't know what that's for, but it's probably for sticking in a hole. The Perfect Girlfriend Masturbator, the iRide Vibrator. Ladies, you just squat and sit on this thing, and it'll take you for a ride. They've got the new Scooby-Doo and Triple X Parody. Sure, because that's what America's been clamoring for. Scooby-Doo porn. They've got the waterproof Venus penis. And my personal favorite, the Shock Therapy Nipple Clamps. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. You just use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. You'll get half off the item you put in your cart. Now, for instance, the Shock Therapy Nipple Clamps... is like $50, but using coupon code FREAK, you'll only pay $25, which is not a bad price for electrotherapy on your titties. Plus, you're going to get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and to top it all off, free shipping and handling. It's an amazing deal. 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Again, that's F-R-E-A-K. Go to adamandeve.com right now. They also have condoms, lubricants, lingerie, movies, sex toys, anything that you can think of in the adult sexual realm of things, adamandeve.com has it. Check them out right now. They've always been very good to us, and you should really take advantage of this offer. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. One more plug, and then I promise I won't bug you anymore. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. I do this show for a living, so I rely on you guys paying me money, basically. I don't know how to sugarcoat that one. But for only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 1,300 shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do video casts and bonus episodes on the weekend. Today, I have an extended show for you. So if you are Sideshow members, you're going to get like 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Australia. A man who earlier claimed to be a cannibal,
start of a good news story, slaughtered his flatmate before drinking his blood and using it to write messages on the wall. Robert Ian Logan, 23, is standing trial for the murder of 22-year-old Ben Huntingford, whose throat was slashed and body found mutilated on his bedroom floor in June 2006. Supreme Court heard police found Mr. Huntingford's house covered in blood, while the victim's dog was discovered bleeding from two stab wounds. Bloodied footprints led officers to Mr. Logan, who had been evicted from the share house a few weeks earlier. He admits to killing Mr. Huntingford, or whatever the fuck his name is, and stabbing the dog, but this morning pleaded not guilty to murder. I'd love to hear his defense. In his opening to the jury, Crown Prosecutor Michael Byrne said Mr. Logan had slashed his former flatmate's throat with a kitchen knife and then plunged a knife into his chest, penetrating several vital organs. One wound perforated his bladder. The body was found naked, except for a pair of underpants, over his head and face, adding insult to injury. First of all, this guy is not a cannibal, because cannibals eat humans. They don't just drink their blood. If anything, he's a vampire. A vampire. I'm guessing he put the underwear over the dude's face. First of all, why did he have to be naked? There's something odd about this man. You know what I mean? Like, he killed the guy, stabbed him a bunch, then took off his underwear and put the underwear on the dude's head. It's almost as if there's something mentally off about this guy. Mr. Byrne said, it was likely Mr. Huntingford died of the throat wound, and the other acts were done either during or after his death. A heater was set up in what appeared to have been an attempt to start a fire in the bedroom. Maybe he was just trying to set up a large-scale food dehydrator. You know, he wanted to make human jerky out of this guy or something. I, of course, am an idiot, though, so that's probably not the case. All right, apparently the dude said he attacked Mr. Huntingford over a homosexual advance the victim made towards him when he lived at the house. Mr. Byrne told the jury the brutal death was... Why can't people just take that as a compliment? You know, you're so hot, even gay guys want you. Mr. Huntingford's father said Mr. Logan was known for telling bizarre stories and once told him as a child he had attended a human sacrifice ceremony with his father who lived in New Zealand. Mr. Logan told him he ate parts of a person's body. Mr. Huntingford also said Mr. Logan once told a story about a man who got into a fight and began biting and taking chunks out of his opponent. Mr. Huntingford said he believed Mr. Logan had in fact been talking about himself. Yes. I could see that now, considering, you know, your son has just been killed and partially eaten or something. Acting Justice Julie Dick earlier warned jurors the evidence in the trial would be confronting. The photographs will be graphic, she said. The trial continues this afternoon. So there you go. I wish I had some of those pictures. Photos, make an album artwork. All right, second story we have for you today. We've read a lot about cosmetic vaginal surgery. Here's another story. Guys, there's nothing more frustrating than when you're all horned up and you turn to your lady and place her hand on your cock or something. That's my move. And she says, ew, not now. Gross, go to bed. I mean, look, if you don't want to take it in your cunt, that's fine. But at least give me a hey, Jay, for Christ's sakes. I don't care if you get off. You know, if you don't want to get off, that's fine. But look, I've got needs. Tears streaming down her face. Start of another good news story. Deborah Hooker gently pushed her husband off and shook her head. Hurt and confused, Dan rolled over in bed and went to sleep, while Deborah crept into the bathroom and wept. It's been 9 months since the once passionate couple had made love. Oh my god, 9 months! Couldn't handle 9 days! Since having son Samuel, retail merchandiser Deborah, 45, had refused sex. It was nothing to do with having a newborn to take care for. Deborah was simply too ashamed of her body. Her pussy was blown out. But now, after designer vaginal surgery, Deborah's marriage has been given a new lease on life. And she's not the only one to benefit. Ooh. Statistics show that vaginal surgery is fast becoming one of the most requested surgical procedures. According to Deborah, it wasn't only her sex life that was given the vital boost. It's absolutely the best thing I've ever done. I was ashamed and embarrassed of the way I looked downstairs after having a baby, but it wasn't just about appearance. There are physical health implications if your vagina becomes stretched and misshapen. My sex life and marriage is great, and I can exercise without discomfort. What the hell was going on down there? Her lips got in the way. Her lips wrapped around her thighs or something. Swing low, sweet chariot. And I've almost lost 4 stone. Well, they really cut a lot of her vagina off to lose four stone worth of pussy. Oh, I think maybe she's just been exercising more now that her coot lips don't hurt her. All right, where are we at here? Designer vagina procedures fall into 2 categories, labiaplasty, which involves shortening the length of the protruding inner labia, and vaginoplasty, to tighten the walls of the vagina. The most recent figures released in 2009 show a 70% increase in the number of women having labiaplasty. There were 1,118 operations in 2008 compared with 669 in 2007 and 404 in 2006. I believe that's just over there in the UK. Some clinics that perform the surgeries have seen a similar trend in recent years. Transform, one of the leading cosmetic surgery providers, has already performed 15 vaginal operations this year and predicts it will complete 90 over a 12-month period. Quote, before Samuel was born, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. So, of course, he didn't understand what he'd done wrong when I started turning him down when he wanted sex, said Deborah. She had no problem after Georgina, now 17, by a previous partner, was born. But after delivering Sam, now 5, everything changed. He was a very big baby at 10 pounds, 4 ounces, and it wasn't an easy birth. It wasn't easy on her cunt. Weeks after the birth, Deborah felt ready to make love, but the couple's attempts ended miserably. To put it bluntly, despite being well endowed, my husband couldn't stay inside because I had completely lost my shape downstairs. She was also suffering stress incontinence. God. And this was further complicated by the changes to her labia, which had been stretched after the delivery. Skinny jeans were uncomfortable, and sometimes even just walking caused friction between the way I had been repaired. So my problems downstairs were starting to affect every aspect of my life. God, why would anyone have a child? It's such a horrible decision. Couples with kids are just always so miserable. All right, third story we have for you. Final story we have for you. Whoa, what's going on? Cops have charged the caregiver of a mentally disabled man found abandoned in his own waste in a hotel. This all went down in Canada, specifically Calgary. On Saturday, cleaning staff found the man at the hotel naked in a bathtub in his own feces. He's tub guy, unable to communicate or care for himself. Inspector Paul Stacey said the man's caregiver returned to the hotel at about 8 p.m. on Saturday and was charged with failing to provide the necessities of life. He put him in a tub, for Christ's sakes. All he has to do is, you know, spray himself off. Not that much of a monster. All right, if no one found him, we estimated he would have been on his own for 6 to 8 hours, noting that the caregiver told police she had only taken a short reprieve. She indicated that she went swimming. The man, believed to be in his 30s and who functions at the level of a toddler, is doing well, considering the ordeal. At the level he operates on, it's akin to leaving a baby on their own. He can't do anything for himself. One more reason not to have kids. Stacey said the two are from the Crown's Nest Pass area. I'm not familiar with Canada, nor do I care. It's not known for what group or organization the woman in her 40s worked for. The incident outraged Ryan Gake, Calgary Regional Director of the Alberta Council of Disability Services, who said the woman should be held responsible for what happened, even dismissed from her job.
People who
need people.
What about people who aren't so lucky?
Kill
them. Like the thousands and thousands of children who are born each year mentally retarded.
Euthanize them.
They're often quite helpless.
Just shut up, Barbara. Just shut up now.
Like a little retarded boy putting on his own hat and coat for the first time.
What an accomplishment. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news. Are we done with this story? Wait a second. Hold on. I just sort of ended that abruptly, huh? What happened here? Apparently Ryan Gake or whatever, the dude who worked for the retard group, says our job is to make sure people are supported so they are safe and can have a good quality of life, and that is a complete opposite of what this bitch was doing. If they can't be left alone, they shouldn't be. The woman, whose name has not yet been released, is scheduled to appear in court. God damn this fucking phone. I swear to God, I can't win. I put it on silence, and then I miss important shit. And then when I do have the god, and then no one mentioned, and then I can't, I'm stuck now. What the hell am I trying to, look, what I'm trying to say is, when I have my phone on silence, occasionally, I'll get a very important time-sensitive message, right? When I then keep my phone on, that's when I get bullshit text messages. Just shut up, just people leave me alone. God damn it! All right, that's it. We're done. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Very professional show I got going here. Do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaks, I want you to speak to me loud and clear.
Hey, Tim, this is Mass Vigilante in our most fun state. Say it with me. Anyway, just calling, man, wondering how you're doing. Thanks for all the work you're doing. And I really enjoyed today's show. It is, I can't remember the day. But either way, keep up the good work.
I like to hear when I'm doing a good show.
Jim!
They're few and far between.
Jim!
You know what? Instead of doing Fantastic Tuesday, you should just do your own version of The Aristocrat. You know, that terrible, horrible joke.
Yes.
Hey, Tim. Ten men here. Wondering again about the state of your asshole. Yeah, lovely little boy pussy in your boiner.
I've been shitting up a storm, and it's been like mud. I hate it. Like clay.
Yeah, hey,
wet
clay. Tim. It's Tone Deaf Wallen. Triple
yes.
Lifetime.
I don't think
member.
That's true.
You remember that, right?
No.
Anyway.
Give me more money.
I got nothing to complain about. Show's good.
All right, well, talk to Window Licker, because he begs to differ.
Hey, Tim, Spiral. You seen that show, Columbus, Ohio? The inmates in Columbus?
No.
You got a lot of fucking crazy people. Hey, you ever burn a hole in your dick jerking off?
No.
Hey, you, the new show where, like, Christians and homosexuality collide.
What the fuck are you talking about? Stop calling in stoned. You don't make any sense.
Hey, Tim. It's a Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Sid, like
I
sudden infant death?
Say that I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, white man. This is the brown man speaking. I haven't spoken in a while, but right on this Monday's program, it's 7th, by the way. You're probably not going to be playing this until about Easter.
Close.
You mentioned Christian Mingle, and I'm wondering, because, you know, to mess with my girlfriend, I signed her up for it as well, and she was obviously angry with me, too.
Sure.
You know, it was just a fun thing. And I'm just wondering if she's going to pop up as a match for you. I put her in as very tall and muscular and bald, and she's a member
of... That's my type!
Like, 20-something different churches or something. So, you know, just keep an eye out for that. Right? Thanks,
yeah.
Can you do?
My childhood friend growing up was all into Christian stuff, and but she wasn't. She didn't have a denomination. Like, she'd just go to every single church possible. She'd hop from church to church to church. Methodist, you know, Protestant, Presbyterian, whatever.
Hey, man, it's Low Hanging Tanks. You need to check out that stuff on the Whites. They're over in West Virginia.
Right.
There's some really cool people. They got a movie on Netflix. Hank Williams III wrote a song or two about them.
Who?
Man, they're really cool.
Why fans. Can't I understand anything these people are talking about?
They're really, really worth checking out, man. I'm in Tennessee, kind of close to them over here. And
Pigeon Forge team thing.
Man, when we watched that movie on Netflix, everybody was shocked. You know, a lot of people were watching were just like, holy shit, you're great, man. A lot like family, brother. I mean, yeah, they're pretty neat people. You'd like it.
I'm gonna have to listen to what the fuck he was talking about. Oops.
To the meowdest DNA answer, this is Sideshow member Rich Ladder. Listening to the March 4th program where you played a really terrible stand-up comic. I can top this guy. The guy I'm picking up is Daniel Songer. Now, a couple of months ago, you played some clips from Daniel, writing about his girlfriend. Yeah, girlfriend, Selena Gomez. Uh-huh. Yeah, Daniel does stand-up. Well, he attempts to. It's absolutely terrible. It's just a bunch of bellowing. the jokes go nowhere.
Send me some links to that, please. I'd love to hear it.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is site member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
Hello, CJ.
Yes. And I just wanted to call in and say that every time you say prawn, it makes me smile. That's it. Love the show. Keep up the good
work. As in porn, yes. I thought I'm talking about prawns. They're delicious.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Lamort. I'm your brand new Sideshow member.
Ooh, good boy.
I just wanted to call and tell you, I finally got friggin' signed up. Your website is not the most accessible for blind people, but hey.
Oh, you're blind.
I got my 12-year-old son to help me. So, yeah, great. I'm spreading the distortion through fucking middle school.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, very good. Whatever it takes to sign up. That's what
oh,
I say.
Hi, Pan. Timothy, during last week's Sectastic Tuesday about Buccaneers, I was so proud of you. You didn't make a butt pirate joke. You're growing up.
It's too
becoming
easy.
Becoming a man. I thought of you when I touched myself this morning. Toodaloo.
Picks and bid, please. Picks and bid. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voice line 48206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's okay.
Like a little retarded boy putting on his own hat and coat for the first time.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you guys are Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Fucking pause hole there.
Yeah.
Fuck that raw pause hole.